What I've taught you is the first leg of Sudarshan Chakra. First leg. There are three legs. One is the timing on the basis of years, the first leg. Second is the fine timing on the basis of months, and the finer timing on the basis of days. So Sudarshan Chakra can be done on the basis of years, months and days. Therefore, Sudarshan Chakra requires three concentric circles to be drawn on the chart. And that detail you will learn when you learn dashas in detail. Because you at this stage need to be able to focus on what's happening in the year and plan to make a prediction what will happen today. That level of understanding of Jyotish you need to be used. What is the point in even knowing what dasha I am running today when you don't know how to use it? You don't know yogas, you don't know so many things. So, when we learn dashas, then we will come back to Sudarshan and go through the fine timing. You know, we'll go through it with a comb to see the month in which things are happening, the years in which things are happening, the month and the days. But bear in mind that you have learned for the first time the clock in your heart. And unsubconsciously, man still uses the 12-number clock. All men still use that type of clock, is it not? You still do that. So now when we realize that Sudarshan Chakra is so important, what are the other important things that we need to learn? The most important thing is the moon or the mind. Those dashas in which the mind is in Dusthana are not considered a very productive years. So the moon should not be in Dusthana or 6, 8, 12. That is very important. The mind must favor you. The lord of the Dasharashi, when placed in a bad house from Lagna, will cause losses and suffering. Because the sun is not strong. The sun by itself, the sun, Dasharashi is the sun. Surya is not strong. If it is in the sixth, you will have disease, for sure. Many diseases and sufferings will come. If it is in the eighth, much debt will be your sorrow. All the debtors will come calling.
Death.
And debt, yeah. Debts. All kinds of debts. Pitri rain, rishi rain. You have to pay so much, so many expenses, so much responsibilities. And when you don't pay them, you get long-term diseases. And if it is in the 12th, you will fall from your position. 12th is the house of falling down. Okay? So now you understand easily what's really happening around you. In my chart, I have Mercury in the 6th, and Mercury is the lord of my 4th. I can straight away say that between 36 to 48, I'm going to have disease. Straight. It's no big deal. It's like easy. Okay? So we realize that, look, this dasha is like everything is already meant to happen and it's happening. Everything that is meant to happen is happening in this system. Don't go too much into that free will and all that stuff arguments. Here we are seeing what is meant to happen based on the karma. Okay, it's happening. Now what do I need to do to deal with this? That's important. Okay? The sun is the soul of the universe. He is our connect to God. The lord of the sun sign is the one which is going to, the sign, the dasha sign, that is the real sun, is the one who's connecting us to God. And unless he is strong, from where will the light come? The light of the sun is the light of all souls. We must try our level best to exalt him. And how to exalt him? We have the names of the avatars now. So we can exalt. You see, we have the advantage. Just as we have Mars, the Rahu in the 6th and 8th, tormenting, and in Badak he is in full swing because that's his nature, he is the natural Badak. So also Mars can cause a lot of problems. Mars in the 3rd house can show anger and fighting. Mars on the head, the 1st house, can show deadly war and danger to life. And finally, in that year, when Aruna, you know Aruna, that year, the Antar Dasha, when Aruna shall trine the Rahu, you will die. You cannot die in any other year. Even if you want, you cannot die. You need Aruna or the Antar Dasha that year to have a connect with Rahu. I need a Rahu connect for you to die. If there is no Rahu connect, you cannot die. Rahu aspects the 5, 7 and 9 houses from where he sits. That is why I said trine. Because those houses are aspected by Rahu. So if somebody has Rahu, let us say in 4th house. So the 4th house is where Rahu is. He aspects the 8th house, 10th house and 12th house. So it's one of these years only, he can die. He cannot die just like that. So that means we know exactly in which year we can die. To date, there is no other dasha system which can give you the exact year. Now this, when coupled with other things, you can easily say this year is the year when he is dying. Interesting, huh?
Yes.
This one piece of knowledge, little piece, is worth its weight in gold. Because let me tell you, for so many years, you also have been searching the internet and all these great teachers to give you one method by which you can tell the year in which the person will die. Then we can see the month and the date. You know how to see the month and the date, right? I'll teach you that, don't worry. But you know the year, for sure. It cannot fail. Yeah.
If Rahu is entrined to the Mahadasha, we're saying this person will die within that 12-year
period. No. We are not bothered about
it's
the Mahadasha. Only the Antara.
Aruna.
That year, the Aruna. I'm not bothered about Aditya. Only Aruna. Similar results now you can see from all other planets. Marriage is best in the years where Venus is happy. Oh. Marriages that take place in years when Ketu is happy will give to children, will give rise to children and grandchildren. Ketu nam kulasya unnatim. He will give children and grandchildren. And also a very good spiritual path. Same, you have learned the principles.
Yes.
Now use the principle. Rahu aspects 1597, that's all. Graha Drishti. And also the second from where he sits. So keep that in mind. Rahu's Drishti is, you have to be very careful. From where he sits, he will aspect the second also. Actually, that is the 12th in the reverse. Ketu has no Graha Drishti. If he had Graha Drishti, he cannot give moksha. So you got to make up your mind in your chart, does Ketu have Graha Drishti or not? So when people ask me, I laugh. Well, in your chart maybe he does, in my chart he doesn't. Because it's obvious, if he did, he's not Mokshakaraka.
Very sound.
In fact, the concept of moksha that you have in your brain is based upon the conjunctions of Ketu in your horoscope. That God you will be loving very much who conjoins Ketu. If the sun conjoins Ketu, you will love Shiva. Moon, you love Gauri.
There is no planet than the sign.
Like that you have to know that in the basic Jyotish, which is village astrology, we learn all these village things. Because everything is Karaka, no? Everything is Karaka based.
So it does not affect Ketu when it's conjunct, it does not affect him.
Who is afflicting whom, we don't know. But so long as you get moksha, that's all that matters. Who cares about affliction?
For worldly matters, we see.
Moksha karaka is moksha karaka. That's true. Okay. So, basically you must bear in mind that which are the years where marriages can happen. You would like marriage in a year where, let us say, if somebody is very old, let us say 40 plus, you don't want to be focusing on kids, okay? You'd rather focus on the spiritual path. You'd want a Jupiter helping you in the marriage rather than a Venus. So the attraction to the person is not very important. It is the sharing of knowledge which becomes more important. Oh, my wife is so beautiful, she's a beauty queen. It doesn't matter. What matters is whether you are sharing knowledge. That's Jupiter. So like that, in everything you have to understand. Sudarshan Chakra is applicable. So good exercise will be if you people sit down and see the years in which your children were born, in which you got married, in which, let us say, you got a job, in which you joined a PhD. These are important years of your life. So if I give you about, let us say, an hour's time, do you think it will be interesting for you to work on your charts? At least work on one chart. And your chart is the best, because you know your chart. And if you make a mistake, there's somebody sitting next to you in the class, you know with whom you have to share. So show the calculations and see whether you fully understand the dasha and it's working.
But for marriage, we should look at the wife's chart, you said earlier.
Here, you look at your chart when you are getting married. This is your timing. It's just a timing system, yeah.
So if you have no marriage, I mean, I don't know what to look for.
Life events.
Make about 4 or 5 important life events and study them.
And when you say when Venus is happy, that's when the marriage will take place. So you have to meet the person before then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless somebody is getting kidnapped.
Which can happen also in India.
You know how many cases are there like that? But most of them are not reported because then they reconcile, you know. Reconciliation happens. Baatcheet hota hai phir. De deta. If a girl likes a boy very much in Bihar and the boy says no and his dad, and her dad is tough, dad said, don't worry, I'll get this boy for you. Because in more cultured societies, it doesn't happen. Would you like to see the horoscope of Narendra Modi? Huh? Okay.